Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 503. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Race Train. The song is called Casbah Rock, and it's on the Here Comes the Summer, the Undertones tribute compilation. Came out in 1996 on Square Target Records. I had never knew that existed until I stumbled across it at a record store, so that was a happy find. It's got Cub and Pansy Division and Smugglers and Figs and Queers and so many other bands I enjoy, so I was very happy to pick that up, and who doesn't like the Undertones? There's some great versions on there of songs, but that one there stuck out in particular because Casbah Rock was kind of a tack-on to the band's first album, at least the U.S. re-release, I think. And it's just kind of a 50-second throwaway sort of track. But here they really rev it up. They double its length and then some and really play into those power chords. And I just like that a lot. Don't know much about Race Train. Searching online didn't reveal a whole lot. They may have disappeared. This may have been a one-off. Who knows? But I enjoy that track there. So welcome to the podcast. I've got lots more music here for you, most of it in the power pop vein. Here, pretty close to that, we're going to start with some beach slang. This is called Kicking Over Bottles.
Got a light in my pocket and a cigarette. My tongue, I'm charming, I'm trouble.
felt pretty good to me. That was Big Baby with the track Cherry Cola. It's on the band's new EP, Fizzy Cola, that just came out January 20th, on Monday. I don't know how that works, on Jigsaw Records, that band based out of Richmond, Virginia. DIY, indie pop, punk, who knows, but it's low stakes and it feels real good, so you can't go wrong there. Before that, we heard from Big Eyes with the track Hourglass. That's on the album Streets of the Lost that came out last spring, April 5th, on Greenway Records. I didn't pick that up at the time because the singles just didn't really speak to me, but I found a good deal on it, so I picked it up last week or the week before, and I listened to it, and I was right. Yeah, it didn't really speak to me, and then listened again and again and again, and you know what? After a while, that one really began to grow on me, so it's the added guitar. It takes some getting used to, but it adds some muscle, especially there on that track at the end where we kind of get the overlapping Thin Lizzy leads. That's real nice. And then before that, we heard from Beach Slang with the song Kicking Over Bottles. That is on the Deadbeat Bang of a Heartbreak City. Came out January 10th on Bridge 9 Records, a new label there for James there, based out of Philadelphia, PA. Again, an album that didn't immediately speak to me. That track there did, and a couple of others did, but they sound pretty similar to previous works. It took me a while to get into it, but I found a number of tracks in there that make me happy, so it doesn't blow my mind like the previous releases, but it's hard to go wrong when someone sounds that much like the Replacements. Anyway, I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. Definitely in the power pop vein. This is the Speedways with Number 7.
I can't see where I keep going wrong. Now
bet you haven't heard that one in a while. That is Marshall Crenshaw with the song Whenever You're On My Mind. That came out in 1983 on his second album, Field Day, released by Warner Brother Records. Marshall Crenshaw has some re-releases coming out with nifty bonus tracks and all that, and I thought I would pick one up. Couldn't find it at the record store, but I did find that one there, and I did not own it, so into my collection it went, and that's some nice power pop there, just in the most relaxed era of power pop, I guess. Before that, we heard from the Rubinos with the track Arcade Queen, and that is on the band's second album as well, Back to the Drawing Board. Came out in 1979 on Berserkly Records, one of the great power pop labels. That one I couldn't help but fall in love with when I saw it for $5 over at Revolution Records in Kansas City. And that's a great album. And I could have played I Want to Be Your Boyfriend because everyone knows that song and loves it, and it's so good. But Arcade Queen there is great. Before that, we heard from the Speedways, a new band. The track there is number 7. It is the B-side of the Kisses Are History 7-inch, which just came out January 6th on Snap Records or Hurrah Musical, I guess, depending on where you buy that. But that two songs, 7-inch, both songs are coming out on the band's new album, which is out, I don't know, May of this year. So I feel a little dirty picking up a 7-inch that's just songs that are going to be released on an album, but I couldn't wait. I really enjoyed their last album, and that single there is pretty good. That B-side, I like that one a lot. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 503. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, things coming up that I wish I was going to be at, and some that I will be. On the 1st, we've got Anniversary playing at the Bottleneck. On the 3rd, Arson Class and some friends are playing at the Riot Room. On the 5th, Starry is at Mini Bar. I'm sorry, Starry is at Mini Bar. On the 12th, New Pornographers are playing the Truman. The 23rd, Dashboard Confessional at the Truman. 28th, Destroyer at the Granada. And the 29th, Duran Jones at the Bottleneck, taking advantage of that leap year day. Looking out into March a little bit, we've got Screaming Female, and a big uncouth show happening at Davies on the 6th to kick off Sporting's home opening weekend. Elevator Division reunion coming up, Rat Boys, Hot Water Music, Sturgill Simpson, so many things coming to town soon, and I'll be around for some of them. I'll definitely see you there at that anniversary reunion gig. It's been a little while. Looking at the website, a few things have been posted. I caught up a little bit. I'm still behind, but I caught up a little bit. You're going to find photos and videos of that Rude and Reckless Joe Strummer tribute out there that had, Red Kate and a band that was part Grizzly Hand. The highlight there might have been Betsy Ellis. Watch that video. You're gonna love that one. And then there's photos and videos of the Schwervon Black Creatures Casey Guest show, and photos and videos and an actual write-up of the Existem Sedlec Ossuary Migrator and Conera track or a show that happened at the Riot Room a few weeks back. So lots of things on the website for you, but you're here for music, so let's play one more track and then get you out the door here. Last one I'm going to play for you is a band called Sarcasm from the East Bay. This is their first 7-inch. It was called Tides, and it was released on VLE, Vacant Lot Entertainment, in 2017. And I'm going to play the A-side, which is a long track. It's called Tides 1. I saw the band last weekend, I guess, at Revolution Records. They played a set during an ice storm, unfortunately. So I think it was me, the other band, and the people who worked there, and the promoter showed up at some point. So it wasn't a big show, but it was great to see these guys. They do a lot of different things. And a lot of them here on this track. So I hope you find something you enjoy in here. Good people making good music. So anyway, we're going to end here. This is Sarcasm with the song Tides 1. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. It's not that I don't have a heart. They don't let us send postcards, so please think nothing of it.
if from me you never hear. There's not much you are missing. In fact, I may be missing. So forgive me for not wishing that you were here. So here we are, the outcasts of war.
Change what we believe. Yeah, here we are.